I'd like to inform all participants that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
You and Glenn, if you could call our very large role today.
Yes, I'll do that with pleasure, Jen. We have on the call Joe Santivera, Jen Fadell, and Paul Diaz, and from staff Marisa Koenig, and myself, Glenn DeSangeli. And we have apologies from Cal Ferrer, who said he submitted comments, and he volunteers if he is required for anything. Greg Aaron, Dave Piscatello, and Rod Rasmussen, who are in Barcelona at the APWG meeting. And I don't know, is there anybody else that I've missed?
Well, thank you, Glenn. And with such a small group, as we were discussing, it would be difficult to say that you've reached a consensus, excuse me, or decision on any of the action items that we have. Paul and I closed out comments, the final comments, category number 9 on the list, although the most recent ones came through a few minutes ago, so I doubt that anyone's really had a chance to thoroughly review them. So what I would recommend or propose to the group, and the limited group here, we can decide if we want to go forward with today's call, or we can at least maybe generate some assignments that we can take off list so that next Wednesday, when we hopefully have a larger group, we can hit the ground running a little bit better and keep this group moving forward down the road. So what I would propose is that we defer discussions on Category 4, 6, and 9, since Rod and Dave and Cal are not here, and Paul and I would essentially be discussing ourselves. And move on to the skip ahead a little bit to a discussion of how we would like to approach the completion of a few sections in the report that are a little sparse right now and that would clearly need to be fleshed out before we would submit anything to council. So would we want to have a brief conversation on that or possibly take it off list or defer until next Wednesday? I would put that question to the group.
James,
Paul.
I would suggest posting it to the list just because, you know, going, what I mean by the posting is the drafting approach sections. As we discussed previously, we probably need a full call to go through all of the comments. And if that's understood to be next week's call, then, you know, maybe front load the drafting approach and an email to the list saying that we need to do this, call for volunteers for various sections and whatnot, or at least start having a debate so that we can kind of keep the process moving. You know, as we've always said, share the concern about the timing here. You know, with so many people out this week and the Memorial Day holiday, we don't know what people's work schedules are like around that. We start seeing the window of opportunity closing here. I think we can still do it, but everything needs to keep moving. That said, what we need to do left as far as the drafting stuff, I think is very important, and we do need the input of so many of our regular participants because they probably have pretty strong ideas about how we should craft the language, the final draft language. I just wouldn't want to get ahead of ourselves in making some decisions about that. Really would want to keep people involved and on the list is maybe the best way to do that so that we don't lose a full week waiting to start the discussion next Wednesday. Rather, let's just tee it up, explain, you know, immediate, as you've done your agenda, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the things as quickly as possible. You know, if ideally it could even take less than a full call, that would be wonderful. But if not, then also get people to start thinking about discussing what they want for the final drafting so that we can have that ready and rolling in the subsequent call.
Would it be helpful if I would post to the list, like in different emails, the different sections that are still outstanding, so people have in front of them the text that is currently there. I mean, this is the sections 5.8, 5.9, and chapters 8 and 9. So people have the text in an email and can maybe start commenting on the list on these, so we already can make indeed some headway on those specific parts.
The thing I was going to say that would be helpful, at least for me, would be to focus on the comments where there have been things that we don't actually already have covered in the report, because it seems like a lot of the discussion of the comments has been, yep, we do have this covered already. So to the extent that there are things that we didn't cover, that would be the ones that I really love to see, you know, highlighted so that folks can kind of direct their attention there.
I can take that as well as an assignment, to take those out where indeed people have recommended to make changes and put them, as again, as separate emails to the list, so then people can start making suggestions of how and where they would like to see that reflected in the report. Would that be helpful?
That'd be great.
So, Marika, and I also support your idea of isolating the sections that need to be completed and not necessarily taking a stab at language, but just identifying them on the list as they currently read. And allowing folks to suggest what topics they would like to see included in that, not necessarily writing them out. And I think Paul has a good suggestion on the table as far as how we can proceed. I would just remind everyone that we're probably going to have to do at least one read-through, hopefully not on the call. I'd love to see that on the list, but I know that folks prefer to do those final read-throughs on the calls, and with the length of this report, I don't know if that's feasible, but I wanted to leave one date in late May, early June to do that if necessary, or at least cover those areas that were highlighted during read-throughs that folks hit on the list. So we could probably get our hour back this morning if we agree that we'll have those action items and then just keep moving with the comments next week, but identify what we want to flesh out with regard to Section 5.8, 5.9, Section 8, and Section 9, as well as those comments that have generated new information.
And then just to point out, we might as well want to remind people to already start reviewing the changes that have been made in the draft final report, because there are already some proposed language changes based on what people have submitted included there. So, of course, if we have an opportunity to go through some of them already, at some point they can already maybe be approved or reviewed before a final read-through.
Okay, good advice. I have been reluctant to do that just because I know there were so many comment categories outstanding. And that I thought there might be dependencies in those, but I think that it's, you know, if there are minor changes or if there's something that has already been covered, then we can definitely get ahead of ourselves by doing that and keep everything moving. So, Paul, does that a satisfactory approach for today?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, just the three of us, it doesn't sound like much further than that. Okay, well, then I would propose that we adjourn for today and proceed as we've discussed.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, guys.
Okay, well, for calling in, the diehards, appreciate your commitment to the process, and just keep an eye on the list, and thank you, Marika and Glenn.
Just a general question for everyone. You know, when we had last week's call, I don't recall anybody at the time saying, hey, I won't be here next week, APWG. Maybe it was just because everybody was assuming. I know Dave said something to the effect of he had a lot of drafting deadlines due, but I thought that was ICANN related, not APWG. Be that that it may, between now and Sydney, are there any other of these sort of major industry-type events taking place that might mess up our scheduling? Anybody aware of anything?
Not that I'm aware of, Paul, but I...
It might be a question, an explicit question to make when the emails are sent out. You know, if people are aware that there's, you know, something coming up and they won't be available, to please speak up in advance so that you can have a good idea. Could we realistically reach quorums in the few weeks that we have left and try and meet our deadline wrapping this up before Sydney.
That's a good point. And Glenn, would it be appropriate for you to send a separate email asking about travel and holiday schedules between now and Sydney for the Wednesday time slot? And also, I noticed on the GNSL calendar that there was a date, I believe it's the 27th, where we're not showing up on the GNSO calendar, so maybe we could address that as well.
Which is that the 27th of? The 27th of May.
Yes, I'm thinking that.
Yes, I will add all the fast flux dates in until the Sydney meeting.
Okay, and could you also post an inquiry to the list? Anything that people know in advance that they will not be able to attend.
Yes.
So we can get an idea, as Paul was saying, we can get an idea of what our quorum horizon looks like.
I'll do that with pleasure.
And James, just a quick question. Will you send a note to the list recapping what we discussed, or would you like me to include that in one of the first emails I send out with the different sections?
I think if you send that out with the identified sections, that would be fine.
Okay.
Everyone, well, thank you for your time, and appreciate the dedication, and let's just keep it moving.
Okay, James.
Thanks.
See you on the next one.
Thanks.
See you guys.
Bye.
Operator?
Yes, thank you.
Please start the recording.
Yes, I will. Do you need me to give the disclaimer?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Okay. One moment. I would like to inform all participants that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
You and Glenn, if you could call our very short roll today.
Yes, I'll do that with pleasure, James. We have on the call Joe Santavera, James Dadel, and Paul Diaz, and from staff Marika Koenigs, and myself, Glenn DeSangeli. And we have apologies from Cal Ferrer, who said he submitted comments, and he volunteers if he is required for anything. Greg Aaron, Dave Piscatello and Rod Rasmussen, who are in Barcelona at the APWG meeting. And I don't know, is there anybody else that I've missed?
Well, thank you, Glenn. And with such a small group, as we were discussing, it would be difficult to reach a consensus, excuse me, or a decision on any of the action items that we have. Paul and I closed out the final comment, category number 9 on the list, although the most recent ones came through a few minutes ago, so I doubt that anyone's really had a chance to thoroughly review them. So what I would recommend or propose to the group, and the limited group here, we can decide if we want to go forward with today's call, or we can at least maybe generate some assignments that we can take off lists, so that next Wednesday, when we hopefully have a larger group, we can hit the ground running a little bit better and keep this group moving forward down the road. So what I would propose is that we defer discussions on Category 4, 6, and 9, since Rod and Dave and Cal are not here, and Paul and I would essentially be discussing ourselves. And move on to the skip ahead a little bit to a discussion of how we would like to approach the completion of a few sections in the report that are a little sparse right now and that would clearly need to be fleshed out before we would submit anything to council. So would we want to have a brief conversation on that or possibly take it off list or defer until next Wednesday? I would put that question to the group.
James,
Paul.
I would suggest posting it to the list just because, you know, going, what I mean by the posting is the drafting approach sections. As we discussed previously, we probably need a full call to go through all the comments. And if that's understood to be next week's call, then, you know, maybe front load the drafting approach and email to the list saying that we need to do this, call for volunteers for various sections and whatnot, or at least start having a debate so that we can kind of keep the process moving. You know, as we've always said, share the concern about the timing here. You know, with so many people out this week and the Memorial Day holiday, we don't know what people's work schedules are like around that. We start seeing the window of opportunity closing here. I think we can still do it, but everything needs to keep moving. That said, what we need to do left as far as the drafting stuff, I think is very important, and we do need the input of so many of our regular participants because they probably have pretty strong ideas about how we should craft the language, the final draft language. I just wouldn't want to get ahead of ourselves in making some decisions about that. Really would want to keep people involved and on the list is maybe the best way to do that so that we don't lose a full week waiting to start the discussion next Wednesday rather. Let's just tee it up, explain, you know, immediate, as you've done your agenda, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the things as quickly as possible. You know, if ideally it could even take less than a full call. That would be wonderful. But if not, then also get people to start thinking about discussing what they want for the final drafting so that we can have that ready and rolling in the subsequent call.
Would it be helpful if I would post to the list, like, in different emails the different sections that are still outstanding? So people have in front of them the text that is currently there. I mean, it's the sections 5.8, 5.9, and chapters 8 and 9. People have the text in an email and can maybe start commenting on the list on these, so we already can make indeed some headway on those specific parts.
The thing I was going to say that would be helpful, at least for me, would be to focus on the comments where there have been things that we don't actually already have covered in the report, because it seems like a lot of the discussion of the comments has been, yep, we do have this covered already. So to the extent that there are things that we didn't cover, that would be the ones that I really love to see, you know, highlighted so that folks can kind of direct their attention there.
I can take that as well as an assignment, to take those out where indeed people have recommended to make changes and put them, as separate emails to the list, so then people can start making suggestions of how and where they would like to see that reflected in the report. Would that be helpful?
That'd be great.
Marika, and I also support your idea of isolating the sections that need to be completed and not necessarily taking a stab at language, but just identifying them on the list as they currently read. And allowing folks to suggest what topics they would like to see included in that, not necessarily writing them out. And I think Paul has a good suggestion on the table as far as how we can proceed. I would just remind everyone that we're probably going to have to do at least one read-through, hopefully not on the call. I'd love to see that on the list, but I know that folks prefer to do those final read-throughs on the calls, and with the length of this report, I don't know if that's feasible, but I wanted to leave one date in late May, early June to do that if necessary, or at least cover those areas that were highlighted during read-throughs that folks sit on the list. So we could probably get our hour back this morning if we agree that we'll have those action items and then just keep moving with the comments next week, but identify what we want to flesh out with regard to Section 5.8, 5.9, Section 8, and Section 9, as well as those comments that have generated new information.
And then just to point out, we might as well want to remind people to already start reviewing the changes that have been made in the draft final report, because there are already some proposed language changes based on what people have submitted included there. So, of course, if we have an opportunity to go through some of them already, you know, at some point they can already maybe be approved or reviewed before a final read-through.
Okay. good advice. I have been reluctant to do that just because I know there were so many comment categories outstanding, and that I thought there might be dependencies in those. But I think that if there are minor changes or if there's something that has already been covered, then we can definitely get ahead of ourselves by doing that and keep everything moving. So, Paul, does that a satisfactory approach for today?
Yeah, it makes sense.
With just the three of us, it doesn't sound like much further than that. Okay, well, then I would propose that we adjourn for today and proceed as we've discussed.
Sounds like a plan.
All right,
okay,
guys.
Well, for calling the diehards, appreciate your commitment to the process, and just keep an eye on the list, and thank you, Marie, Jen, Glenn.
Just a general question for everyone. When we had last week's call, I don't recall anybody at the time saying, hey, I won't be here next week, APWG. Maybe it was just because everybody was assuming. I know Dave said something to the effect of he had a lot of drafting deadlines due, but I thought that was ICANN-related, not APWG. Be that it may, between now and Sydney, are there any other of these sort of major industry-type events taking place that might mess up our scheduling? Anybody aware of anything?
Not that I'm aware of, Paul, but
it might be a question, an explicit question to make when the emails are sent out. You know, people are aware that there's something coming up and they won't be available, to please speak up in advance so that you can have a good idea. Could we realistically reach quorums in the few weeks that we have left and try and meet our deadline, wrapping this up before Sydney?
That's a good question. And Glenn, would it be appropriate for you to send a separate email asking about travel and holiday schedules between now and Sydney for the Wednesday time slot, and also I noticed on the GNSL calendar that there was a date, I believe it's the 27th, where we're not showing up on the GNSL calendar, so maybe we could address that as well.
Which is that the 27th of? The 27th of May.
Yes, I'm thinking that.
Yes, I will add all the Fast Club dates in until the Sydney meeting.
Okay, and could you also post an inquiry to the list of anything that people know in advance that they will not be able to attend?
Yes.
So we can get an idea, as Paul was saying, so we can get an idea of what our quorum horizon looks like.
I'll do that with pleasure.
And Dave, just a quick question: Will you send a note to the list recapping what we discussed, or would you like me to include that in one of the first emails I send out with the different sections?
I think if you send that out with the identified sections, that would be fine.
Okay.
Everyone, well, thank you for your time, and appreciate the dedication. And let's just keep it moving.
Okay, James.
Thanks.
See you on the next one.
Thanks.
See you guys.
Bye.